Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
Hello, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Sharon Hoggard, and I'm coming to you live from Norfolk, Virginia, at Norfolk State University, and our Spartan Life Radio program for today. This is a special edition today. We're supposed to be interviewing Ms. Charnel Brown. I sure hope she forgives me if I mispronounced her name, from the 90s hit television show, A Different World. The main cast members are getting together they're going to hit the road, kind of on tour-like, and they're going to be talking to students at Norfolk State University, students and fans and the community about the show and all that kind of good stuff. It's coming to Norfolk State University on April 16th at 3 p.m. at the L. Douglas Wilder Performing Arts Center. We're going to continue with the program and either try to reach out to Ms. Brown or hope she remembers to call in. Okay, let's run some commercial first as you hang with us so we get all this stuff together. All right, hang with us. We'll be right back after this message.
A message from Norfolk State University. Since 1935, NSU has been providing students with the kind of high-quality education that has prepared them for successful lives. That quality has been affirmed through continuous accreditation of the university, along with over 20 accredited programs from 15 accrediting agencies. Norfolk State serves a vital purpose for our students, their families, and our community. Learn more about Norfolk State at nsu.edu/quality.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and do a show introduction while we wait for our guest to call in. It was one of the biggest hit television shows of the 90s and showcased student and family life at a historically black college in the South. The sitcom followed the lives of characters Dwayne Wayne, Whitley Gilbert, Freddie, Kim, and Ron. The main cast members of A Different World are coming to Norfolk State University Saturday, April 16th at 3 p.m. It's the first time ever that these cast members will come together on a college campus for an intimate discussion about higher education and the value of HBCUs. We're talking to actress Charnel Brown, who played Kimberly Reese on A Different World, on this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Sharon Hoggard, from the Office of Communications and Marketing with Norfolk State University. All right. Stay with us. We're going to have another message. We'll be right back with you.
Some conversations are more important than others. The one you have with your healthcare provider about controlling high blood pressure and high cholesterol could save your life. More than 800,000 Americans die each year from heart disease and stroke, and at least 200,000 of these deaths can be prevented. Older people and men, especially black men, are at higher risk. However, all the major risk factors can be managed. Here's how. Learn the ABCs of heart health: aspirin when appropriate, blood pressure control, cholesterol management, and smoking cessation. Don't smoke, but if you do, get help to quit. Eat a diet that's low in sodium and trans fats and high in fresh fruits and vegetables, and maintain a healthy weight. Get 2.5 hours of physical activity every week. If you have diabetes, work with your doctor on a treatment plan. You may have improved access to health care coverage and preventive care from the Affordable Care Act. Learn more at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're talking to actress Charnel Brown. Ms. Brown, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you? So
good.
I'm so glad you were able to call in. Did I pronounce your first name correctly?
Yes, ma'am, you sure did.
Charnel, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, to our listeners in Blog Talk Radio land, we're talking to Charnel Brown, who played Kimberly Reese on the show A Different World.
Yay!
You got a question for our guest? Call us at 1-347-850-8515. That number again, area code 347-850-8515. Follow the prompts to join a discussion. It is A Different World, College Changes Everything, the event,
yes. Yes.
will feature the main cast members of the 90s hit TV show A Different World. The event is being sponsored by Norfolk State, Access College Foundation, and the SunTrust Bank. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Ms. Shawnell Brown is on the line. She played Kimberly Reese in the critically acclaimed sitcom about college life. Welcome, Ms. Brown, to Spartan Life Radio. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I'm alive. It's all good. Wonderful.
It's a great honor to have you on the show. You were always favorite character because you were brilliant and beautiful.
Yay!
So,
I have to tell you something. I mean, it's overwhelming because actually, I really never liked her. I never liked her character because she was quite boring. But now I realize, you know, that stability is really okay.
I know that's right. So why do you think it's taking so long to get all of you guys together?
I think it's ordained by God. I mean, it has to be the right time, the right place, and the right people in order for it to be successful. I mean, it starts from the head. And, you know, when we got contacted by Mark Johnson from SunTrust and then Dion, you know, from College Access, and then they're all wonderful people. So I knew that this was the time to do it. And also, too, being that our black colleges, our enrollment level is so low, it's time. It's time to get our kids back excited about education, excited about going to school, excited about anything. You know, I mean, I don't care whether you go to a two-year school or vocational, do something. You have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is an appropriate time now.
Okay. Well, before you were approached by the SunTrust rep, had you or any of your fellow cast members ever thought about bringing the cast together to talk about college life and an HBCU? Okay.
Matter of fact, yes. Actually, Dawn Lewis, I mean, we're going to be missing her, but she'll be coming with us later. But for 2 years, she's been trying to get the tour together. And I think, you know, I don't know, you know, why it hadn't happened because I know she was diligently working on it. But we don't know. But, you know, this came about and, you know, we're going to take advantage of the moment.
Wonderful. You've been busy since A Different World ended. Tell our audience about some of the projects.
Well, actually, I live in Houston, Texas, and I have an acting school here, which is overwhelming, and we're just moving into our new space in May. And so it's getting bigger than what I realized. And also, I have a production company that what we're doing is we're finalizing a film called Coffee Clutch and a pilot called Mercy Me. I'm trying to get back to not wholesome because, you know, we can't do wholesome anymore. It doesn't work. But we need to get back to family values, you know, and to realize that our kids are crazy, but they're lovable and they're crazy because we taught them that. So that's basically what the other sitcom is about. And Coffee Clutch is about four women, you know, that, you know, grew up together and, you know, drama ensues and they realize, you know, how friendships, how important they are. Because as African-American women, you know, we see on TV a lot of misinformation. That's not us. That's not what we do. We're not backbiting. We don't fight. You know, we don't, you know, try to jealousy. That's all we see right now. And so we're trying to bring back, you know, with the black women that we are lovable. We love each other. We support each other. It's just that you don't see it on TV. So we're fighting for that.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, where did you attend college? Was it at HBCU?
I didn't, because I was supposed to go to Hampton University, but I chose New Paltz University because it was closer to my mom and dad.
Okay. Where was
so
that?
My experience was State New Paltz, upstate New York.
Okay.
The SUNY school.
Okay.
And also, too, but my experience at a black college was on Hillman College, which was phenomenal.
Okay.
So I got the best of both worlds.
Okay. All righty. All right, listeners, if you've got a question for our guest, give us a call at Spartan Life Radio, area code 347-850-8515. We'd love to hear from you. What did you learn about yourself, about college life, and about your fellow actors while you were doing the show?
You know, camaraderie, that, you know, we're all in it together. I realized that, you know, being on that show was real to us, and so our objective was to graduate, you know, or try, you know, and so just camaraderie and honesty and having each other's back is important. We don't, you know, understand having that because they're still my friends to this day. I love them dearly. That's my family, you know. And so, you know, just having that relationship, it's very important.
Do you remember how long the show was on the air?
I think 6 years, 6 seasons.
Okay, 6 seasons. All right. I also read that you began your career as a stockbroker on Wall Street. How did you go from stockbroker to acting?
I have. You know something? You know, when you're an actor, you know, when I first went there, and I started out as a receptionist. And I was like, well, let me see. It was very interesting. And so I got connected with some of the stockbrokers and stuff like that. And I got my Series 7, Series 63, and so I started. And so what I did was it was a role, because I told them that, you know, listen, I'm not going to be here long. That's what I told them. I was like, I'll let you know right now, at night I do theater. You know, so I'll do the best I can. I may have auditions, but I make sure I'll have everything, you know, properly done before I go. And it worked out. And so I left there, and I went on Broadway with Serafina. And so after I left there, I went right into what I was doing. But it was very interesting. It was, you know, back in the day, it was like, you know, you had to get like $10,000 minimum. And, you know, this little chocolate child was calling Midwest people. Didn't even know who they were talking to. So it's amazing. You know, I think if they ever showed up, they would have fainted.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you are a brave young woman. I don't know if I could have done that.
Very much so. Very much so. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was interesting. A good learning process.
I bet it was. With this upcoming reunion of the cast from A Different World at Norfolk State University, what kind of expectations do you have about the event?
Well, yeah, we want to talk, like, you know, they have to realize that, you know, we're like everybody else. We're humans. Our job is just actors. And I think that people have the misconception that, you know, we're above, or, you know, it's something different. We're the same. And so what we want to do is we want to share our experiences through our, you know, this, you know, the episodes that we've had, and experience, you know, and talk about them. And then they can relate to what we're doing right now. And it's just to keep it real. I mean, we want you guys to be – that's our future. And so, you know, we have the elections coming up. We got, you know, Trump. Everybody's laughing at him. Be very serious about this. You know, very serious. You got to get out and vote. And if you don't vote, and if he does, you know, get in office, you better have ownership of something. Have your own, because that's what he is. He's a corporation, and he's going to treat the United States as such. And you will be left out if you don't have ownership. So if you're going into something, going to, you know, hopefully a black-owned company that you can learn from them, and you can branch off and have your own. Bottom line, you know, it's serious.
I should have had you for my class. I should have had you with my class last year. They asked about that this morning.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
serious. I'm glad they're asking.
Yeah, me too. All right, listeners, I want you to get your paper and pencil ready, because here are the details for the upcoming It Is a Different World College Changes Everything event. The actors that will be participating are Kadeem Hardison, he played Dwayne Wayne. Desmond Guy played Whitley Gilbert.
Yay.
Cree Summer played Freddie.
Yeah.
Charnell Brown is on the line with us. She played Kimmy. She's called you Kimmy. And Daryl Bell will play played Ron. All of these characters will be here at Norfolk State University on Saturday, April 16th at 3:00 p.m. They're going to be at the MSU's L. Douglas Wilder Performing Arts Center. The cost is $15 for students, $20 for adults, and their tickets are still available. Just visit nsu.edu and click on the Different World banner, and you can get your tickets through there. So, Ms. Brown, we're near the end of this episode, because I know you are busy and you got to run. We want to thank you again for taking time out to join us. Is there anything that you'd like to tell our audience that I didn't ask you or that we didn't discuss?
No, actually, come on out. I mean, we're excited to be there. And, you know, I know with our people, we wait till the last minute and get the tickets, you know, at the door. It's better, you know, to get them now online. And also, too, we start on time. So it's like church. Like 3:00, you know, if you're not in church, you're going to wait for the session to end before you get back in. And so you make sure you get there way in advance, you know, so you can get a seat so we can start, because we're starting 3:00 prompt.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What was your favorite episode in A Different World?
I have so many, but I think the one that stands out to me was Mammy Dearest. Now dealing with the dark skin, light skin thing, and the slaves and stuff like that. That really hit home, because I'm from East Hampton, Long Island, and I didn't know anything. My parents taught me well, you know, that we're kings and queens and we're God's children. So I never really experienced racism within our own, you know. And so when I did this, and I really didn't know where to pull from. And so the other cast members shared their experiences. with me. And I had no idea that, you know, within a race, we're troubled. You know, we do not love ourselves. And, you know, and I think it was learned behavior, but it's time to undo it. We have to undo it. We got to undo it. We come from incredible ancestry. We are incredible. And I tell kids, there's no reason for you not to know your history. We have internet now. None. That's right. Look yourself up. Exactly.
All right, guys. Y'all heard it from Ms. Sharnell Brown. Get out to the L. Douglas Waller Performing Arts Center on Saturday, April 16th at 3 p.m. Be on time. Be there in the place. Have your face in the place. It's going to be a great time.
That's right.
It's going to be really informative. Norfolk State, if you're interested in enrolling in school, there's going to be information for you to do those kind of activities there.
Exactly.
So please come on out. Bring your grandmother and your grandfather and your parents and your mother and
everybody.
Father.
Everybody.
And just
right.
come on out. Bring everybody. Ms. Brown,
that's right.
Thank you so much for joining us on this issue of Spartan Life Radio.
Thank you
are
for having
absolute
us.
Delight.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
We look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Wonderful. Can't wait to meet ya.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio on Thursday, April 14th. We're going to be talking to Dr. Rowson, who has a new grant in the School of Education, and we're going to give you all the 411 on that grant and how it will assist new teachers. For a complete list of Spartan Life Radio topics, visit blogtalkradio.com/SpartanLife. Check out Spartan Life Radio on Hot 91 WNSB on Monday mornings at 8:50 a.m. Get social with us. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Visit nsu.edu for more information on today's topic, special events, and other happenings at the university. I'm Sharon Hoggart, your host. Until next time, peace.